Good morning, Texas. Program 13 this morning. We are going to continue where we left off with program 12. So grab your Bible, grab your chocolate bar, whatever it is, your yogurt, or a coffee, or whatever it is you drink for your morning cup this morning. And we are going to look at another element or whatever of the goodness of God. We're going to continue with the salvation. Now, yesterday we had looked at the Old Testament salvation and the Gospels salvation, which was different than what Paul preaches and teaches. It's still a belief. It isn't so much works, it is a belief. But the works come into play during the tribulation. We had looked at, in the Old Testament, the just shall live by his faith. And that they had to believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. That was their belief. We went to Acts 8:37, of which I'm sure many of the listeners out there couldn't find that in your modern Bible, because it's not there. And we showed that that Ethiopian eunuch, he believed that Jesus was the Son of God. That was the belief for the Gospels, Old Testament times. Now, we also looked at the tribulation, the everlasting gospel. That is based on works. But Paul's gospel is different. Now, I'm not just talking about Paul's gospel in 1 Corinthians 15. Gospel are God's words. Gospel. And what Paul teaches us is from the risen Savior. So salvation was given to the Gentiles from the risen Savior to Paul, through Paul, through a King James Bible rightly divided. And we need to make a differentiation or a separation from the two. They are different. That is rightly dividing the word of truth, 2 Timothy 2:15. So instead of looking at the just shall live by his faith, we looked at Romans chapter 3, but we also can look at this morning verse 16 of chapter 2 of Galatians, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, which they were in the Old Testament, by his faith in doing the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we, Gentiles, have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. So we are justified not because of our faith, but because of the faith of Jesus Christ. How do you receive the faith of Jesus Christ? By having your faith in Jesus Christ. The fact that he was the Son of God? No, that is Old Testament and Gospels. Old Testament obviously referring to the Gospels being Old Testament. Moses and the law, that's just plain works, but it still says in Habakkuk, his faith. So they still had to have a faith that God was doing what he was doing and saying to the Jews. We have a different faith too, the faith in Jesus Christ. And we'll get into that this day. We're going to look at the verses from Paul that deals with salvation. And we're just going to zip through these verses. So get your Bible, turn to Romans chapter 3. In fact, let's start with Ephesians chapter 2. And then we'll just zip through all these verses that talk about salvation. And you will see the difference. You'll hear the difference if you're not going to follow along with your Bible. You'll hear the difference. And we start with Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. Here we go now. Get those pages ready to go. By the way, these programs are all available online, scatteredchristians.org. Go to the radio station page, you'll see it there. Go to the cup of goodness picture, click on that little picture, and it'll take you to the radio page. Go down to June or July, click on those months, and you'll have all the programs that we will have done. In fact, some of the programs that we are going to do will be on there already. I do have a lot of website folks out there that keep tabs of the website all the time, and they're kind of ahead of you a little bit. But it's all available for you if I go too fast, which I usually do. on the program. So here we go. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 12, the last part of that verse, who first trusted in Christ, in whom, that's Christ, ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Not mark, it's sealed. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. And if you don't know anything about earnest in real estate, you put down money for that earnest fee. That's not even the whole prop. That's just some of it. So now is the earnest of our salvation. That's just part of what we got coming. Marvelous, marvelous. Okay, so let's go to Romans, and let's start going through these verses. Romans chapter 3, verse 28. Here we go. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith, not his faith, justified by faith, which we read in Galatians, the faith of Jesus Christ, okay? Which is, I'll start over. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Let's go to chapter 4, verse 5. Chapter 4, verse 5. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Okay? Look at verse 24. But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, which means charged, put on your account, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. What's he talking about there? Go to verse 22. And therefore was imputed to him for righteousness. We're talking about Abraham here. Go up to 21. Go up to 20. Go up to 15 and 16. There's a whole string of fantastic verses there, but the conclusion is in verse 24, but for us also, that's the Gentiles, to whom it shall be imputed, that is God's righteousness. Okay, chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith. Now remember, any time you hear justified by faith, or his faith is talking about Jesus Christ's faith, the faith of Jesus Christ. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, verse 2. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the word of God. But don't be confused. Just remember this. Galatians is the classic chapters, chapter 2 and 3. Our faith in Christ gives us the faith of Christ. Our salvation is given to us because of his faith. But we're not believing that he is the Son of God. We are believing that he is the risen Savior, which you'll see in a few minutes here. So our faith gives us his faith. That is not the case in the Gospels or the Old Testament. Okay, let's keep going here. Chapter 6, verse 17. Chapter 6, verse 17. But God be thanked that ye were the servant, that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you, being then made free from sin, he became the servants of righteousness. That's Romans chapter 6. What a chapter that is. Chapter 8. Let's go to chapter 8, verses 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. And you've got to make sure you jump down to 9 because it says, be ye not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. We've talked about that. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Whose righteousness? His righteousness, which is imputed to us, Romans chapter 4. Let's look at Romans chapter 10. These are all verses that Paul talks about Gentile salvation. Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Remember, you believed in your heart that form of doctrine? right? Remember that you believe in that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead? That's not what the Jews had to believe. They had to believe that he was the Christ. This is Gentile salvation we're talking about. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, you believe that he is the Son of God, obviously, there it is, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Whose righteousness? His, not yours. Ours comes out in the judgment seat of Christ. His is because our salvation is based on his righteousness, and that's because of his faith. Okay, verse 11, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Go down to 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Okay, chapter 15, go down to verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Do you have the word of God? If you do not have the word of God, then you do not have the word of truth, you do not have the sword of the Spirit, and that spiritual circumcision has not taken place, and Christ is not in you. It's a process that takes place. Keep going. Let's go to Romans 15. No, I think I've got 1 Corinthians. Uh-oh, I got some notes I can't read here. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1. Now, this is where most pastors will say, well, this is Paul's gospel, just this little segment right here. The rest of Paul's teachings we can ignore. Well, this is Paul talking about the Savior, Christ. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, and it's called a gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of time. Because Paul wasn't there. But he did have those face-to-face conversations with Christ, which we've talked about. Let's keep going here. Let's go to verse 11. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, so ye believed. Believe what Paul preaches. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ is not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. Meaning there was no spiritual circumcision. Your faith is vain. You don't have the faith of Christ. Christ did not rise. And it's all a waste of time. That's what he's saying. That's the big if. But we know different than that. By our faith in Christ, Christ opens up the scriptures and gives us that understanding. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Oh, each one of these could be a sermon in themselves. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, remember Romans chapter 8, he is a new creature. Not creation, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Every second is a new second. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Well, there's a sermon in that series of verses there too, isn't there? 19. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Not set free, but made free. Galatians chapter 2. This is what Paul is telling to the Gentiles about salvation. Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Look at verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, meaning we're in our bodies still, we're cut away, I live by the faith of the Son of God. That is so important. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Look at chapter 3, verse 11. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Not his faith, as it says in Habakkuk. The just shall live by faith. And we also know it's not my faith, it's his faith. Marvelous stuff. Where am I at here? Galatians 3:22. Let's go down to 22. But the scripture hath concluded, all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, faith of Christ came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, remember that's the faith of Christ he's talking about here, we are no longer under schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. And then you receive the faith of Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. That is not a water baptism. We'll talk about that one of these days. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Ephesians chapter 2 tells us how Christ took down the wall and made us all joint heirs. That's the mystery that Paul reveals to the Gentiles. This is so important to understand. Okay, let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. Next page over, probably. We already read chapter. Let's read chapter 2, verse 5. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. Down to verse 9. Not of works, lest any man should boast. See, that whole series we could just read. Go down to verse 12. We see what salvation is in verse 13. We see what being lost is in verse 12. All of Ephesians chapter 2, all of Ephesians chapter 3, spectacular chapters, which we read just the other day. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you ward. Remember, that's the Testament. That's the New Testament. Remember in Hebrews chapter 9? There's no New Testament until the death of the testator. I keep saying remember because we've talked about these things so much here, so often. Verse 12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Whose faith? Christ's faith, really, right? But you have to have your faith in him to receive his faith. Anyway, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ. See, the love of Christ isn't just all this humanistic lovey-dovey, love-everybody stuff. That's not even the way Jesus was in the Gospels. So the love of Christ is based on the goodness of God, which is based on Paul's teachings here. Christ dwells in our hearts by faith. Whose faith? His faith. You learn that stuff. We got to get a really good grasp on what the love of Christ really is, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Marvelous stuff. Let's go to Colossians chapter 1. Go to Colossians chapter 1, verse 11. A couple more pages. There we go. Colossians chapter 1, verse 11. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption, through his blood. Make sure your Bible says, through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. If your Bible doesn't say through his blood, then see, you don't have the word truth. Go to chapter 2, verse 11. In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. That's spiritual circumcision, and that is not a water baptism. Before, during, or after, water has nothing to do with it. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Oh, marvel. I could stop there and preach for a while. Let's go to chapter, we just read that one. Let's go here to 1 Thessalonians. Got a whole string of verses here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. See, our faith still has a testimony behind it. They see our faith, but they don't see the faith of Christ. So that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you. That's Paul and his teachings. Today that's King James rightly divided. And how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. That's New Testament salvation. We can now turn from idols. We can serve the living and true God. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Marvelous stuff. Let's go to chapter 2, verse 13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. See, people say that the word of God has been messed with by men. Well, it has, but there is still one preserved word of God. Been around forever. Always will be. It's the word of God. And it works in you that believe. And I'll tell you this, I've learned that if you don't believe, it still works in you because it makes you angry. Makes people angry when the word of God is spoken, when the real word of God is spoken to them. They get angry. They get frustrated. They don't like to hear it. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians. Got to move along here. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation. He's not choosing you. He's choosing you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Remember, that truth must be rightly divided. You could be believing the wrong division, the wrong application, the wrong dispensation of the truth. Are you trying to build a boat for your salvation? That's truth, just not to you. You're trying to follow the law? That's belief of the truth, but that's not the truth to you. You want to follow that everlasting gospel or revelation? You want to believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God? That's all true. But the belief of the truth to you is through Paul, your faith in Christ. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1, let's look here at verse 14. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to everlasting life. Paul is our pattern to follow, not to imitate, and Paul is not our Savior. But in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them who should hereafter, that's after Paul now, believe on him to life everlasting. You read these things slowly, they just sink in so greatly. But I'm moving quickly here. Chapter 2, verse 4, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. Who will have all men to be saved? Well, of course he would. And to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Oh, that's different there, isn't it? For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. That is Paul's ministry. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. Who saved us and hath called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. That is Paul's ministry. Verse 13, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, that's Paul, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwells in us. Oh, marvelous stuff. Now let's go to chapter 2, verse 11. It is a faithful saying, for if we are dead, if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. Chapter 3, verse 15, and that from a child, talking to Timothy, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Is that having faith in Christ Jesus? No, that's the faith that is in Christ Jesus. He gives us his faith. And lastly, quickly here, Titus chapter 3, verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. That being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Oh, that was quick. Just a bunch of verses, and there's more, that describe salvation to the Gentiles. That's the New Testament. After the death of the testator, after Christ died, he went to the Jews. It didn't work through Peter. And went off to Gentiles through Paul. Those Jews through Peter were supposed to reach out to the world. And it took place, but it didn't work. So Christ goes to Paul, and that's where we are today. Whew. That's a lot of stuff these last 2 days about salvation. Very simple, but there's a lot of verses to back up rightly dividing.